the listing. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Adrian?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Adrian. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Tara asked me to jump on the line with you here. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but it looks like there's some name, address, and phone number cleanups we'll need to do, amongst some other things, just to get you Google verified. That way you exist as a business, and then I'll ultimately move that to the first page of the search results to start bringing those clients in. But did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
Yeah, pretty much. I know how it works. Like I was explaining to Tara, that now we have another business that my family has been in for over 20 years. And, you know, it just, I know how the whole aspect of it works. It's just the, when I came up with the name on my LLC, I had my kids' initials on it. I didn't know it was somebody else had the same name.
Okay. That's probably.
And apparently the guy pissed off because people are going on Google and then their name comes up. He flagged my account. He reported my account, so my account got flagged. And then people call him and he's like, I don't know who you are. And then he keeps going on Google and just making up all these, they're using fraud as payment, they're using this, it's a scam, it's that and that. I'm like, dude, I don't even know you. I even called the business. I said, look, this is my business. My kids' initials are on it. Like, I don't know you. I don't know who you are. Mm. Like, I would love to meet you, but I don't know what you're dealing with.
Yeah. I mean, for lack of better words, he can kick rocks. I mean, there's...
That's too much. The conversation, he got so nasty, and I was like, you know what, man? Excuse my friends. I was like, you can go and bend yourself as far as I'm concerned, because now... I'm going to make it my priority.
Okay. This one's you, though, out of 68 Lenox Street, East Haven?
Nope, that's not me. That's the other guy.
Okay, I see it. I found it.
We're on 30 Thomas Hill.
901.
Prospect.
Okay. There's a few different things that are coming up here. I got Talmadge Hill Road. I got
yep.
Corinne Drive.
Nope, Thomas Hill Road. Corinne okay. Drive is, I manage the other business for my father. I still manage his Google account. So
okay.
That's why it's probably coming up. So if you see Corinne Drive, that's He Loves Mainstream LLC.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. So the name, address, and phone number cleanup, I'm not worried about the other guy, the AMA contractors. But the problem that Google's having that's going to make it hard for you to get, well, obviously not with us. We'll fix it for you, but we make it hard or impossible if you were trying to get this company a Google business profile is that the phone number, this phone number that we're on, it's attached to Sela's Masonry.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too, is I went and changed the number to a different number for that one, too, and that still hasn't happened, so I don't even know if what's going on with Google. So now that's why my account keeps getting flagged for all these other reasons. And I'm like, okay, this is just getting too much.
Yeah, you're on the phone with the right people. Only the Google partners would be able to do that for you. Google doesn't actually handle that. So even if you got Google on the phone, they're just going to refer you. They're going to tell you, hey, we have these partner companies that do the marketing and advertising for the business owners. You got to reach out to one of them, right? The reason we're reaching out to you today is because we have a listing available for your industry and area. We were actually looking on a qualified candidate list for a general contractor in this area. So for you, the opportunity is unique in that you're going to kill two birds with one stone. You know, we have to clear your discrepancies and fix that stuff in order for you to be on the first page. But then we're also going to move you right up to the first page to where you're able to make money off of the listings right away, you know, and get calls from prospects. So that's the major benefit to you. You know, sometimes it takes 6 months, a year for a spot to open up on the first page.
Yeah.
Okay. But I know what we need to do here. So I sent you a text message with a link to the pricing page so you could see everything. If you could just click.
I'm actually on there right now.
Okay, there you go. So if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's the very last package down. It's called a Platinum package, and it's kind of like a one-stop shop for the company. It'll cover all your bases online, so you don't need to have 100 different bills floating around trying to maintain 100 different listings. With this package, we could go in there and clean up all your online listings. The only one we wouldn't touch is Home Advisor by Angie's that you're on, okay? But everything else, we would do the name, address, phone number cleanup. Those would be verified listings, so AMA couldn't do anything with it, and it'll completely separate this AMA from Salus Masonry, and then obviously we'll do the listings as well, so that way you're on the first page. But this one's going to put you on Google, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Apple Safari. I mean, it's everything. You wouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing and advertising is concerned. That would be professional.
And then how does the contract work? So let's say the contract gets broken up. I know you guys have a two-month minimum contract required. How does that work after the fact? Let's just say something happens and we wind up running into a financial. I'm just trying to make sure, you know, all the bases are covered.
Yeah.
Given that we are, you know, a new business, like I was explaining to Tara, I want to make sure that obviously the business comes first. But if we do end up going into like a, you know, situation and we were to stop the contract for a while, do we lose all of that?
No, not at all. I mean, we're building your website, your whole online presence and reputation. After we build it, you own it, right? What you continue to pay for each month is the placement to be at the top. And that's really where the calls come in. Once we stop doing the placement, you obviously will see a huge decrease in the amount of clients that you get. You'll be relying almost solely on like recurring clients. Yeah, but we don't want to hurt any business. I think that's why we've had those good reviews for so long is, you know, we go, hey, you can keep these things. We're building tools for your company for the long run. People will still be able to look you up, see your website, see that you're a verified company on Google if they look you up by name. They just want
and you guys, so that price, that $5.99 a month includes, that includes you guys building a website. Is that what it is?
Correct. Yeah, there's a full custom website design included in the package. The offer that I was going to make to you, because we're coming into the winter season here, is that I was going to offer you the Platinum package. It's normally $8.98 to start and then $5.99 monthly because there's a $2.99 setup fee in the fine print down there too.
Mm-hmm.
What I was going to offer to do was to do $800 for 3 months, give you a 3 month prepay on the Platinum package. And then what I'll do is once that 3 months is up, you have the option to either renew again for $800 or it'll go back to month-to-month pricing. But your month-to-month pricing, I'll lock it in at just
$299. Okay.
So save you quite a bit of money there just to knock all this out because you're going to need it at some point. I mean, you got to, especially with this other AMA, unless you're going to shut it down, rename it or something. But you're gonna need that Platinum package.
Well, I was looking at rebranding too, because one of my clients is actually it's Erica Arias. She's a TV person. She's a newscast anchor at one of the Connecticut Fox 61, actually. Mm. And you know she has a lot of people following her. She has, you know, her ratings are great.
Yeah.
And I've been doing work for her through the masonry. And this, we just finished siding her house, did pretty much all the soffits, gutters, roofs. Like we did everything on her house. And she's ecstatic. So she told all her, you know, partners at work and all her friends and colleagues. And now everybody is, you know, and she wanted to do a segment on us. On TV.
That's killer. I mean, a 30-second window can do a lot. But I'll be honest with you. Nothing out there over the last 17 years beats Google advertising.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. Well, the thing is with her, she says she's going to actually have a 50-minute run with us.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm going to get you guys in the office. I'm going to have you sit down. We're going to ask questions. You're going to answer, you know, what to do and what not to do, what to get ready for, and, you know, what can wait. And she's like, then you're really going to have a good presence out there. But before we did that, we were supposed to go on the 15th of October. I ended up just telling her, because of the stuff that I'm going through with Google, I ended up telling her
don't cancel it. Do that too. Blow this thing up. You know what I mean? Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can help you with the rebrand and the name change. It's just nothing is as effective as Google, mainly because when people go on Google and they look up whether it's masonry or general contractors, they need the help, right? When you do that 15-minute segment, if they don't see it or even remember it at the time that they need the help, you might miss those guys. The guys like, you know, K.E. Braza Construction or something.
Oh, and then I'm doing a segment for AMA, and then the guy that's causing me all the trouble is the one that's getting the phone call.
Yeah.
He's like,
exactly. Exactly. So we could change the name. We could definitely clear those discrepancies too if that comes down to it. It's really just a phone call, and then we have a whole team that can go in there. We're all Google partnered, and then, you know, Meta, anything, Facebook, they call it Facebook Meta now. But Yelp, your website, all that stuff, we could change it within a 24-hour period. So instead of you going nuts trying to scramble around and figure it out, it's just going to be a phone call to your team here, and then we can modify it for you.
Okay, so that's basically $800 a month
for
a three-month contract?
No. Yeah, I'm going to give you 3 months for $800 flat, Adrian.
Yep.
Yeah, so that'll
cover months
you
for $800 flat.
Yeah, yeah. So first month, October 29th, second month, November 29th, third month, December 29th. At the beginning of the year is when your agreement will be up. You're going to be good.
So that'll be perfect because we're talking about February going back on TV and making that segment.
It'll line up perfectly.
Okay.
And then, like I said, if you don't renew the 800 at that time, then we'll just go month to month, 299 after that. Or if you call me and you say, hey, let's do another 800, then I can give you the same deal. We could just keep renewing every
so then we could do another 800 for the next 3 months.
Exactly. It saves you money that way.
Got it. Okay.
That's huge savings. It's normally $600 every month. It's usually $599
right.
monthly. So, you know, that should help you guys get into a profitable situation really quickly on. And that's what we want. We want somebody we can work with long term. And I feel like if you evaluate this 3 months and then you compare it to, you know, Home Advisor by Angie's, it'll be a no-brainer for you guys. You'll probably wind up leaving that service going into 2026. I don't think you'll be with them anymore.
Yep. Okay, perfect.
All right.
So
I could approve that deal. Is that something you could see a value in doing for AMA Home Improvement? All right. So let me create the account here. I got to get a lot of work done for you to do this name, address, phone number cleanup. We're going to have to deal with this other guy here. What's your last name, Adrian?
C-E-L-A.
How do you spell that? Just
Sella? C-E-L-A.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Sella.
Okay,
C-E-L-A.
When you said it, I thought it was like a fancy word, and then I remembered the other masonry company. All right. And then,
nothing fancy about it.
I like the name, though. For Sella's Masonry, they're using this 203-568-5645 number.
Are you able to change it?
Yeah, so either I can, not on the Sella's Masonry, I can't change it, but on this one I can for AMA Home Improvement Contractors LLC. I was going to ask you, what did you want to use? And then if you didn't have a different number, I could also provide one for you called a Google tracking number.
Okay.
And that number would just forward to this 568-5645.
I still need to use my number because on Google, that was supposed to be my brother's phone number going on there. And I made sure that can get changed I even went and obviously I went and uploaded. I changed all the information. It was supposed to be good and dandy, but apparently that's just not the case anymore.
Yeah. I'm looking here. I see this other guy's got the 203-901-1674. He shows up a lot. All right, let me see here. All right, what number did you want to use?
For SEWA?
For AMA Home Improvement Contractors. I can't touch those, the SELA Masonry listings.
Right, right. Okay, no, I still want to use my cell phone. I still want to be able to use my number, 203-568-5645.
Okay, so what we'll do, though, because Google, it has, unless you tell your brother to take it off of the SELA Masonry and put his number on there, or if you guys are going to have to manually do that. When I go verify this with Google, if you got your number on his listing, Google's going to say, what's going on? You know what I mean? You can't, the name, address, phone number has to be different. You got the different name. The address, I got to update here.
I'm trying to go in on Google here and then trying to set this up.
We're going to set it up for you, but what I was going to say we'll do is I'll just get you a Google Voice tracking number. It's free, right? And what it'll do is it'll show a different number on there. It'll allow us to verify your listings, but when people dial that other number, it'll just forward to this line in real time. And then what we do, Adrian, is we have you save that Google number to your contacts as like potential lead or Google lead. So that way every time somebody calls that number, it goes to your phone in real time, but it'll also tell you, hey, this is a lead. This isn't a prospect or like a random person calling me or a personal call. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that'll solve that issue for you. It's no extra cost.
Okay.
All right.
I'm trying to see if I could just go online and change that too, but.
Yeah, I would still recommend changing it. I would still recommend changing it, but at the same time, if I get you the Google Voice number, it won't stop or negatively affect any of the stuff that we're doing for AMA Home Improvement Contractors, LLC.
Right, right.
Okay. So okay. I'm just going to have your number set as like the contact for us to contact you, and then we're going to do a client interview later on, either later today or tomorrow, depending on your schedule, and they'll go over the tracking number with you, and you could decide what you want to do with it then, okay? Give you some time to mull that
okay.
over. You don't got to panic right now. What's your business email? I'm going to send you everything in writing. I'm going to send you a receipt. And then they also got an app and a tracking system. So I'll get you your password there. That way you can keep track of all the customers that are coming from us.
Yep. It's AMA.
Mm-hmm.
HIC.
HIC.
23. At Google.
Gmail. I got you. All right.
And email. I'm sorry. Did I say Google?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I understand you. All right. Got it. And it's just no periods between it. It's just AMAHIC23@gmail.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, you guys' names are very close. It's basically the periods are the only separator between you and that
the
other
periods,
guy.
And then we are contractors, and he's not. He's just home improvement.
Gotcha. And just to be clear, we're going to be focused on decks, porches, siding, and roofing, right?
And we do interior, exterior remodels, additions, new home construction as well, too.
Exterior remodels, building additions, and new home construction.
So, yeah, we got roofing, siding, windows, framing, decking, kitchen, bathrooms. Anything construction, anything remodeling related, we do it. We're doing a home addition right now, a 1,000-square-foot addition as we speak, so.
Okay. Well, they'll ask you some more stuff about that during the client interview, but I just kind of take some notes here, like decks, porches, siding,
right.
Roofing, kitchen and bath, interior, exterior, building additions, new home construction. I'll just put those in the notes for them as a starter. But during the client interview, they're going to want like 15 different services that we can list you for at a time.
Yep, no problem.
Okay. So just be aware of that. Okay. And then Google's going to want to verify an address. And I think you told me earlier it's not that Corinne Drive, right? It's the 30 Talmadge Road in Prospect.
Oh, yeah, 30 Talmadge Hill, yep.
Okay. Talmadge Hill Road. And then it's 06712?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Your Google listing is going to reflect that. And then you have the option to hide it or have it displayed. It's up to you. The address.
Just put Prospect CT.
Okay. And then I'll have the 06712, but the street address I'll hide for you.
Yep.
Okay. And then we're going to build you your own custom website. Do you have a logo for AMA Home Improvement Contractors yet, Adrian?
That's actually getting worked on right now.
Okay. All right.
So that, like I said, I started already on the rebranding. I had somebody make me a logo, but what I found out was he actually took a company from Middle East and just stole their logo.
No.
In case you ever noticed, I am not I'm not having my best luck with this.
Yeah, no, we got you. That's why you keep it in the States. Don't mess with the.
It was one of those. The guy, he's like, oh, $300, I can make you a logo. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Copy paste. Yeah. For them, exactly. $300 in India, that's a lot of money for those guys. They feed a village.
No, the guy was here. The guy was here.
Okay.
He was in the States.
Say, don't do
but
business.
He's like, yeah, I can make.
In India.
No. I ain't giving out. The minute they call me about, we want to talk to the person in charge of the cleaning service. I'm like, you want to come clean my house?
Yeah.
If you could get through my wife, good luck.
Yeah, that's you. You're in charge of the cleaning service. Get over here.
Man, that's my wife. You really think she's going to trust somebody else cleaning
you're
the
late.
House?
Yeah, I would have just told you.
Oh,
late. We've been waiting on you all week.
Yeah, she's a clean freak, man. Oh my God.
Yeah, my wife.
God, she could be anywhere in the house, and the minute you drop something, it's like, pick that up. I'm like, where'd you come from?
Yeah, that's my lady too. I'm like, oh geez, she won't let the laundry room. If there's even like a shirt and a pair of pants on top of each other, she just chucks it in there, starts doing a load, and I'm like, okay, you know, they didn't have a chance to dirty anything.
Yeah. And I got your beat on that one because I got her and I got the original and the copy. My mother-in-law lives with me too.
Oh, yeah, so you're double taken care of, huh?
Oh, dude, I can't do shit.
Yeah, I love it though. My mother-in-law keeps my wife in check sometimes. I don't have to, you know.
The best thing about it is my mother-in-law growing up, she was a nanny.
Mm.
And she's great with the kids. Ever since she came back, she came here 8 years ago. The kids are multi-language, fluent on both English and Albanian. And literally, like, they're well-mannered. She's like, I don't know, any kid that's a troubled kid that comes over, like, she would spend 2 minutes with him. And then the kid would just mellow down. I'm like, how the hell is that possible? She's like, you're good at what you do, I'm good at what I do. Let's put it that way. Like, okay,
they just got
I won't ask any questions.
Different feel to them, you know. Nowadays, everybody's, you know, tablet, and they don't have that old-fashioned way of growing up. So
I see her and my wife a lot because my wife's like that too, and she's just like, both of them are clean freaks around the house constantly. I'm
good.
Like, okay,
good quality.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's a good quality.
I'm good.
So hopefully
home cooking, clean house.
Yeah.
The last time we went out to eat at a restaurant was a year ago on our anniversary.
Yeah, that's good, though, because when you eat out, that's how you get sick. Everybody gets sick, and you go eat all
we
that
don't,
junk.
Yeah, we don't do that. Even the kids are used to home cooking. They're like, nah, we don't want cheeseburgers unless you're making it on the grill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eat at home.
Saves me $20 at Five Guys for one burger.
Yeah. All right. I got your profile here. I'm multitasking, but I'm on this question for your Google profile. It says, how do you want your hours of operation?
9 to 5. Actually, you could do 8 to 5. 8 to 5.
Okay.
8 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
I'll put Sunday by appointment only. Hey, if they could call you.
Or actually, you know what? Do Saturday by appointment only, too. So Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, Sunday by appointment.
You got it. Okay. Submit. All right. So I got the profile set up, Adrian. Now I got to schedule your client interview. So the client interview is where they're going to do a lot of the customization. They want to know the services you want to be found for, the areas you want to be found in, how you want your website to look, things like that. So it's pretty simple conversation. Usually only lasts about 30 to 45 minutes, but they ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over. You have extra questions. They'll also be going over like purchasing your website domain and how you want that to look, have you send your logo in. I don't know if you noticed, I sent you a text message with an email address for you to send your photos in to us.
Okay, with the photos at localsquad.com?
That's it. But what time do you think would be best to do the client interview?
If we could do tomorrow at 9 a.m., that'd be great.
Tomorrow 9 a.m., let me see what we got here. The earliest I could do tomorrow actually is 10. 10 to 11.
That's fine.
That works? I'll take it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then I'll also text you 1 hour prior. Are you okay with the text messages?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. All right. I'll text you at 9. I'm going to set it up to automatically remind you at 9. That way you don't forget.
Yes, sir.
All right, and then in terms of securing the first payment of the $800 for the 3 months as a prepay, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Good. That's what I was going to ask because it's a business expense. So your 3 months is up on the 29th of December. Around January, you're already be able to write this off and start getting it back when you do the business taxes.
Yep.
So it'll work out perfectly. And then I just got to make sure the name's on it here. And then the address for the card is the same as the street address that we're going to verify with Google?
Yep, 30 Thomas Road.
Okay, another thing I want you to keep in mind, they're going to send a card in the mail. It'll say Google on it. There's a little 5-digit number on the back. It's coming to that address, that 30 Talmadge Hill Road. I need that five-digit number on the back of that card when it comes in. So let your spouse know.
Oh, that's how they verify the actual address?
Yes. Yep. And then they might call you and ask you to verify it over the phone, too. You might get a random call from them.
That's not a problem.
Okay. But that's the main way to do it. So usually if there's no hiccups with that, then they just get the 5-digit number. They go ahead and verify everything.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, 4847.
4847.
Yep, 3842.
3842.
8150.
8150.
7365.
7365. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0326.
0326, and then 3-digit code on the back.
237.
237. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand me, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Adrian. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you and AMA Home Improvement Contractors, LLC. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
AMA Home Improvement Contractors, LLC.
Okay, and can you state your name and title with this company?
Adrian Fila, owner.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it says, during the term, the initial term of your service agreement is 3 months. Okay. So you're doing a 3 month prepay here. The first month's payment on a 3 month prepay is non-refundable. For the initial term and account setup, it's going to be charged today at a discounted pricing structure of $800 flat for the full 3 months. So that'll cover you from today all the way up till December 29th. On December 29th, when the first 3 months term is completed, it's going to be set up to automatically renew each month at $299. Okay, so I give you even a deal there. So if you want the 800 prepay, again, save yourself $100, you just call in or text in, and then we could obviously have it renew at the 800. But other than that, I still got you a good deal where it'll go $299 month to month for the full platinum package. That's with the website, everything included in that $599 package. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you're not binded to a contract with us, so after the 3 months is up, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. I don't think you will, but just full disclosure, we don't require anybody to stick with us over a period of time. So if you're ever unhappy, you could discontinue after that 3 months. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. All that we ask is if you actually do decide to discontinue one day, please let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then that it says, okay. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to process this. When this payment goes through, your phone's going to go off. You're going to get two automated messages from our company. The first one is going to have a full outline of everything in writing. So that way you got like an invoice receipt. It'll have everything documented that we do for your company. The second one is going to have a username and a password, and we have an app in the App Store on your phone. I highly recommend you download that. But the username and password is for you to log in, and that's going to be like a centralized hub. So everywhere we pull the leads from, whether it's Yelp, Facebook, Google, Bing, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa, the iPhone, Safari search engine, wherever we pull the lead from, it's going to be funneled into that tracking system. Obviously, you want to answer the live calls. The live calls are the money. But if you ever miss calls or at the end of the days, you're so busy, you didn't pay attention to any of it, you could always log in there and it'll save all the information right there. It's like a customer relation management system as well. So that's a good tool for you. It'll help you keep track of everything.
Yeah, as long as I get the data as to where it's coming from and what the percentages are, I want to be able to see where everything is feeding in from.
Yeah, exactly, and it does that. And then if there's other products that you want to add into, for example, let's say you wanted to do like the Google Ads on top of the Google Local listing that you already have, we could add those. Google has a pay-per-lead program. You could also add those. So, or if you want to increase your budget.
Let's make sure we're visible there and get the website built and everything else, and then we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, that's what this knocks out. This is like the initial deal. It's like, okay, 3 months, get to know each other, get everything up and running and fixed for you. That way it's clean. And then obviously with the data that we've already collected, we'll have an educated plan to move forward. We're not going to be just throwing money at the wall guessing, you know, at least you go
ahead. Right. And in the beginning, my biggest thing is I want to get this guy off my back and, you know.
Easy. And then, like I said, if you need to do the rebrand, we could also do the rebrand too. Either way, we'll make sure that's resolved. We're going to do the NAP cleanup. You're going to be branded anywhere. He's branded and some. So he'll be the little guy now. He'll be the little new guy on the block. But I just processed your payment. So this should start sending those messages off. Once you got those, then we're basically good to go until the...
Yep, I got them.
Okay, perfect. So we're good to go until that client interview. I got you locked in for tomorrow at 10. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns that pop up prior to then, I sent you my direct number and extension, as well as our customer service line is attached to every text and email. So you got a whole team of people here, all Google certified, invested in your success. If there's anything you need, just reach out, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. You're very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Have a good one, Adrian.
Thanks, bud. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.